I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. A high school homecoming football game on the Flathead Indian Reservation drew fans and protesters alike Friday night. A crowd of about 50 people amassed against the outer fence surrounding the football stadium during halftime. They held signs and chanted "No more hate" from across the fence. On Thursday, two Polson High School students wore handmade t-shirts saying "White Power" and "Trump 2016 White Pride" to a school pep rally event called Color Wars, where students wear certain colors to show class spirit. The two juniors were on the white team. They changed when asked by school administration, but by that time, photos had circulated widely on social media. The pictures reached Dustin Monroe, founder of the Missoula-based advocacy group Native Generational Change. He helped organize a response to what he called a racist incident.
Our kids should be able to go to school and not worry about people walking around with saying one race is better than another. That has no place.
Monroe stood with his back to the football field and spoke over a megaphone to a crowd bearing signs that said Native lives matter and hate is a learned behavior. As he talked, about 50 students who had been watching the game amassed behind him, separated from the protesters by a chain link fence. The students asked why people from outside their community were making such a big deal about what two students wore.
I'm proud of my heritage too.
Yep.
What's the discrimination?
You should be proud of your heritage.
And for a minute, things were very heated.
But I didn't see this many Natives help me descend over there.
The thing is like this, you guys. The thing is
until
like this.
Until Polson High School junior Michael Vergeront, who is white, took the megaphone.
I get where they're coming from. I get where you're coming from. I don't think they were in the right, but at the same time, I believe this is rooted in ignorance. They may have not understood the ramifications of their actions.
Bergeron's speech was short, but bridged the gap between the demonstrators and some of his classmates, who cheered him on as organizer Monroe again took the megaphone.
So you guys agree with that, right?
Yeah.
That's where change starts, and that's why I came here.
The rally lasted slightly longer than the halftime show, and afterwards, the crowds on both sides of the fence dispersed. But Dustin Monroe of Native Generational Change says Friday's rally was not the end of the issue.
I would really like to see accountability on that, these teachers. I would like to see some sensitivity training done. I would also like to see a strict, enforced, expelled policy if you get caught wearing something that is that level. You know, we don't need to have saying kids are kids. No, these are actually learned behaviors.
Polson School District is determining appropriate action, which may include discipline for the students. School officials were unavailable for comment after the game Friday night. On Friday, the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana announced it plans to investigate the incident, writing in a statement, quote, "This incident sadly reflects how we are failing our children in teaching them mutual tolerance and respect for those of different backgrounds," end quote. Dustin Monroe sees a silver lining. He says the idea for the rally came from young people in his group who wanted to talk about race on the reservation.
And that's what I was waiting for, because it can't come from me as the adult. It has to come from the youth in the community and for that to make the change.
Lee Atwin is a junior at 2 Eagle River School in Pablo, south of Polson.
We definitely made a change in some of the students' minds that came up to defend and heard like what we had to say.
Atwin says he was blown away and infuriated when he saw the pictures of the students' shirts, and coming to the rally is a way for him to speak out against racial discrimination.
We just want equality, to like not be discriminated against or be mistreated in a place where everyone is supposed to be accepted.
There was a larger-than-usual police presence at the game, which ended calmly after the Polson Pirates routed the Whitefish Bulldogs. Over the weekend, the pictures of the two students wearing t-shirts with a Confederate flag and white power slogans garnered national attention. Back at school today, Superintendent of Polson Public Schools Rex Welts is taking stock of last week's aftermath.
I visited with the high school again this morning and counseling department, and kids seem to be in a pretty good spot right now. They know what's going on, obviously. And I think that's the great thing about where we're at is that it is on the front burner to them. It is important to them. And so we're going to get some good communication back from them.
For Welts, the question is, how does the school move forward? Last Thursday, the school district announced it would take, quote, appropriate action. Today, Welts said that could include adopting a pre-made curriculum about racial diversity and discrimination, but more likely, the school will bring in community members and groups into the classroom.
we've had an outcry of people that want to help and support, come in and visit. It's an amazing building with great kids in it, but they do make bad choices. And, you know, some of that's learned behavior, and that's our job as an educator, is to help educate tolerance and how to get along, and that people have voices and your actions might offend others, and be cognizant of what that looks like.
Caitlin Borgman, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana, says education is a good start.
I would hope that the school would use this as an opportunity for some ongoing dialogue that frankly should be happening regularly. To discipline a couple of students for a dress code violation is not going to address the clear racial tensions that we have between the communities.
On Friday, the ACLU of Montana announced it plans to investigate the incident at Polson High School. That means working with school administrators to improve school policies while upholding students' First Amendment rights and connecting the school with speakers. Borgman says it can be hard for anyone to see racial disparities and understand why some symbols, like the Confederate flag, are offensive to some people. She says opening dialogue in the classroom about racial discrimination is one way to prevent incidents like this from happening in the future.
There are a lot of people who just want to ask questions and want to understand, you know, things. For example, why the slogan white power isn't the same as, you know, Native Lives Matter. I mean, that's a question that we shouldn't be afraid to have an open conversation about. And I think that many students are well-intentioned, but they just don't have the facts and haven't heard the perspectives that will allow them to be more open-minded, more respectful.
The difference between white power and Native pride was one of many questions students asked protesters at Friday night's homecoming rally. The conversation that ensued is exactly what Borgman hopes to see happening in this situation.
The fact that those kinds of productive conversations happened at the rally is a really hopeful thing that came out of an ugly incident. And the school, I think, should absolutely pick up on that and continue carrying that forward.
On Monday, Superintendent Welts drafted a student perception survey. He says understanding how students are feeling and what they want to talk about is crucial to moving forward.
We're going to talk about what it is, first of all, that we envision. What is it that we're looking for? What do we want to accomplish?
He says part of the problem last week was that the photos, snapped on cell phones, spread widely on social media without any context or fact-checking. One version of the photo had a caption that said Polson High School allowed the students to wear the shirts, which he says is, quote, absolutely not true. Part of moving forward means taking a look at how the school teaches responsible use of cell phones and social media.
I love our opportunity to work with kids and teach those pieces, not only the X's and O's of curriculum, but really the social dynamics and the tapestry of what it looks like to be a productive citizen. And it's not always, you know, it's not the instructional piece all the time. It's also the soft skills and how we deal with people and how we interact with people.
In terms of teachable moments, this may be an ugly one. But Welt sees opportunity for growth and creating a stronger community.
Sometimes the hard things are the right things, and I think that's where we're at right now.
Welts didn't give a specific timeline, but says he's already initiated the student perception survey that will guide how faculty and staff proceed. The ACLU of Montana hopes to work with Polson School District in that process. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.